What is the most fun white people activity?
Hiking.
Snowboarding. Rock climbing.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. But let's get into it.
Gotta love the white people activities.
Yeah.
Some of them you just can't do, but like
what?
Walking outside in shorts. Like when it's like freezing cold.
Nah, I'm on that now.
No.
Yes.
I mean, for running. Shorts? I think for running, but not walking outside.
Walking.
So walking also, I like to do daily walks, especially in the morning. And
so you've converted the desi like Huzzam walk into the white person walk.
I've done so much that it's pre-Huzzam.
Pre-Huzzam.
Because pre-Huzzam is better for you. So Huzzam, if you don't know, right. is basically digestion.
Yeah.
And this is the only time that our parents often get any sort of physical exercise at all is that they feel that after they have overeaten, and it is, trust me, overeating, then they feel like, oh, let's go for a walk.
To help digest.
But not just to help digest, so that we can come back and have dessert and chai.
It's a good tactic.
It's like something, like we literally cannot move at this point. Maybe we should walk around a little bit. And then it's just, they put their arms behind their backs.
Yeah.
Their stomach is out. You know, we've famously made a song about this fiasco called Did Walk. Did is the stomach, and they put their dids out. They do a little walk.
There's no way that's comfortable flaring your lip, like ribs like that, because you're really pushing it out. Like you're putting your back out.
Have you ever seen a pregnant woman walk?
Yeah, but like.
She walks did first.
It's because she's like forced. There's like a literal child that's like grounding her, but I feel like no matter the size of the did, the walk is always pushing the ribs out.
We did it during COVID. Mm-hmm. There was like one day we were just like, we were so bored, like we were all hanging out and we're just like, you know what, let's go for a Huzzam walk. And we all did it.
But and like with your stomach with
it's uncomfortable out. That way, because see what happens is that you're talking about there's an actual baby forcing you. This is what happens. It's a food baby. You've seen the Pillsbury Doughboy, right? Mm-hmm. There's the Pillsbury Doughboy that is formed out of roti and atta inside of a desi stomach. And he's playing that do. And it makes you walk like you have a big marching band drum in front of you.
See how like excited he is about like talking about this, but he's abandoned it and went to the white person walk.
Yeah.
I realize that when you're actually doing a legit walk where you start warming up and, you know, if you go for like a mile walk, not like a quick like, oh, let me walk to the end of the street and walk back and then drink some chai. Especially in the morning, it's cold. Like, you know, you get warmed up and then you actually you need to take off layers of clothing.
Yeah.
So I understand now that just going in with shorts, maybe a t-shirt, at most like a windbreaker.
See, the problem here is that I feel like all of our parents work so hard to get away from what white people do for fun. Like, we already were scaling mountains in Kashmir. We don't need to go rock climbing. We made it out of Kashmir, you know? Like, hiking.
No,
like
get to your roots.
That was, like, the lack of transportation. We were hiking, you know?
No, but it's like, you know, they do these things so that then it has cleared the air for us to be able to be like, there's always somewhere that there's danger. There's a white person that says, I think that I can do something with this.
Yeah.
And then once they do it, you see, and by the way, those white people probably saw some like Mongolian person do it. They went on some sort of trip, some sort of
spiritual journey.
They were like,
find myself.
I can take this back to America and make a business out of it.
The worst has to be like camping, though. Like, why am I leaving all of my like good life to go just live lesser, you know?
It's to experience nature. It's supposed to like leave your privilege and be one with
blah blah blah.
All of these things, they test you.
Yeah, they test you.
It's a mental test.
I don't
want to
be tested. I like plumbing. I like water. I like warm water. I like my coffee maker.
Did plumbing have to do with this?
Like, like you have to.
She means like she doesn't want to shit in like the woods.
Oh. what? I don't know. You're like, I just like plumbing.
You thought she's like getting a wrench out and doing it herself?
Woohoo! Woohoo! No! I understand glamping. cabins, you know? You get to be in nature, but inside.
No, that's the worst form.
No.
Glamping?
Yeah, because it's just you're... A lot of these things become an aesthetic. Like, recently... People have been posting a lot of TikToks and Instagram. You know how you were saying this past weekend that, like, oh, there's a lot more people snowboarding and skiing because of the look and appeal of it. Mm. And then once they get on the mountain, they're like, wait, this is a little too hard. Can't we just, like, simplify this and make this?
But the thing is, there's, like, a brand of a lot of people that are scared to try new things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think these glamping, like, these are, like, necessary steps. Because, like, you want to do the...
drugs.
Yeah, you want to do the extreme stuff with them. But they're, like, too scared. They're like, oh, camping sounds gross. Like, it's... You can just start off the glamping. Yeah. And then be like, the next trip, just take it up a notch.
Yeah.
Like, I see these, like, YouTube videos of people, like, and TikToks of people, like, camping in these dangerous areas, like, safaris and shit. And they're, like, scared because there's animals, like, coming up to them and they could, like, rip through their tent. It's like, bitch, stay home. Like, you literally don't have to deal with that.
But here's the thing, though. Once, if you actually come across an animal, then in real life, it's like you're going to have no idea what to do. So it's better to be prepared and know what to do. Our friend Max, he was on the podcast. He is often on construction sites in areas that a lot of bears are prevalent.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you saw, he put up a Snap story, but he literally accidentally walked by a bear. He was on his phone and didn't even realize. And then he turned around and he was then started recording. He was like, oh, my God, I just walked past this bear. I was on my phone. I could have been ripped to shreds. And I was like, Max, oh, my God, like I'm tired of seeing these stories. There's always a bear somewhere in the premise.
Yeah.
And he's recording it from like a couple of feet away. And
yeah, I have an idea. Like, don't.
Last time I went camping, I actually encountered something much worse. It was wild horses. So I went.
Are they bad?
They're not bad, but they just don't like care.
They do be wildin'.
They don't care. Like, so we, if they see food, they kind of act like raccoons or like, you know, like animals that just go after food. And so they saw our food and they just came up straight up, like didn't mind any of our businesses. And then they just like started eating our food, ripping out away. And so
they ate your food.
They ate our food, like crackers, like
is
all
this on Assateague?
Yeah, yeah, Assateague. Oh, okay, exactly, Assateague. And then they're just like roaming around like wild horses. But like I've only seen domesticated horses.
Let's not talk shit about horses. This doesn't feel right.
No, I have to. I have to because they shat in front of our tent. Like they.
Why didn't you go and shit on top of it?
I should have shat on them. Like
they are dangerous animals. If you, especially if you stand behind them and they kick you.
There's no horse slander here.
Why? Why are you so? Why do you like horses?
She's getting ready to do a whole like. She came prepared like a lawyer about Meg Thee Stallion. I know, like, like listeners, just be prepared that at some point in the episode, she's going to come with receipts and details of this
why
entire
horses
thing.
Are so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have any stallion slander here.
Right. The reason we were asking this question is we went rock climbing.
Yeah. I would say rock climbing is not the best, but it was really fun.
You went bouldering or rock climbing?
Bouldering.
Bouldering.
It was bouldering.
Ah,
that shit was crazy.
That shit is crazy.
Have you done it before?
I have.
What was your experience?
I need more back muscle. That was what I learned. It was cool though.
What was the hardest level you did?
Does it go by colors?
I think
it was different colors.
Different colors, but
yeah,
it's V1, V2.
I went to like there's like three beginner levels. Mm-hmm. I went to the hardest beginner level.
Okay.
But yeah, it was cool.
She ain't doing no V3.
She ain't doing no V3.
No,
but whatever
like
beginner level.
Whatever
was.
Beginner level. Oh, it wasn't like the crazy ones. It was definitely going upward and not sideways.
Yeah.
But
we underestimated it for sure.
Oh, you guys thought you guys were just gonna be scaling walls?
Yeah.
You thought you were Spider-Man?
We thought we were Spider-Man, like legit. We all walked in there. We're like, oh, this is gonna be like easy, slight. And
well,
then,
also once we learned the rules and the culture of it,
yeah,
then it made more sense because you basically create the difficulty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like, we were like, oh, you just have to get up. And so we were using whatever. But then we realized, oh, yeah, you're not allowed to use these. Yeah. You can only stick to this path.
Yeah.
And so once we figured that out, it was like, you know, it was challenging.
Yeah. And for people that don't know, like bouldering is basically like rock climbing without the rope.
Without the bungee, without the resistance.
Yeah, without the resistance. So you're like fully just like climbing on these rocks. And the thing is, there's a certain path you have to take. And like with these different colors and different levels. So it goes by like V intro, V1, V2, V3, goes all the way up to V10. And like all the boys were like, oh, we'll just like go from start from V intro and go all the way to V10. Bro, we made it to V2, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we did a V3. And yeah, we're all just struggling. And we're like, we saw like kids going up, like climbing, mm-hmm, like so easy and showing us how to do it.
They're always like the advanced boulders will use like their fingers and do pull-ups because they're just so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we were working out muscles we didn't know like existed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best forearm workout I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
All calloused up everywhere more than
dude,
we
our
ever go to the
skin
gym.
Skin was ripping. Like
I got like cuts. Because when you're climbing up, you're like scraping against some of the stuff.
Fighting demons.
I was using my elbows to climb. Yeah.
No, our friends like band-aids were like coming off. Like it was insane.
That's so funny.
But I felt like we were the only ones struggling.
Yeah, we saw, I was like, I went in, I was like, you know what? It's probably easier when you like, you're a little bit taller, you have more like reach, this and that. Or like, you know, you weigh a certain amount, blah, blah, blah.
I think the less you weigh, it's probably easier.
But then this little kid is smaller than all of us, just easily showed, like one of them that we were struggling on, he just went boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
It was like a video game for him.
Yeah, that's how we knew. It's like, it's not strength. It's not mm-hmm. like all these other things. It's like technique. It's like agility.
Balance.
Like
it's timing. It's like using momentum. It's staying calm. Like some people would be like, oh, I'm just going to like, you know, just
do a pull
try up. To strengthen this one out and, yeah. or jump to it real. And it's like, you got to remain calm. You got to strategize.
It's did like, you think that more really chalk nice. Would help you? And you're just like, why is it
the
not
chalk? Me? I think did help.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like crazy help though. I felt like it would like,
I think more so it's for probably people who have like a lot of moisture, like sweaty hands.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
it helps them a lot more, but it was like definitely once your calluses started building up and like your fingers are like giving out and stuff, it becomes really difficult at that point.
Yeah. Mm.
So I can't imagine doing it in real life.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like a good experience. I'll say like every time we do one of these white people activities, I'm just like, you get it. And then, you know, originally when you look at it, it's like, why would people do this?
Yeah.
And then once you understand it and then, you know, you do a lot of these different activities, they build something inside of you. They raise curiosity and then it makes you want to do the next thing. And overall, I think it makes you more well-rounded. So
yeah,
I feel like white people activities, keep it up.
Keep yeah. it up.
And also welcome back to Strange Flavors.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody.
The strangest
and greatest podcast in the game. Because you just started going off like a wild horse.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't feeling the synchronous yeah. today.
I was like trying to side eye you to see if we were going, but you weren't. So it's all your fault.
Yeah. Sorry, I let you have it.
All right. I'm sorry. Well, I'm freestyle climbing for us.
I'm superstar now. Dude, I'm Spider-Man Shamir.
Nice.
I'm Avalanche Amber.
All right.
We're going up. She's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timber.
Ascending yeah. Amber.
Ascending Amber. Oh,
that was good. Yeah. I was like, every time Shamir was trying to do one of those, I was like, oh, which Spider-Man is he channeling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Toby would be proud. It's like, no, he's definitely the Tom Holland version.
Yeah.
Using the gadgets. He needs the gadgets.
Rat-row.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Strangest and Greatest Podcast in the Game. We appreciate all of your support. We are loving all the new followers, the new patrons. If you didn't know by now, we have merch and it is a great time to get some.
Yeah.
It is in the bio or go to strangeflavorspodcast.com and cop it now.
But if you're from UK, don't cop the merch. No, I'm kidding. Dude, it was so funny. For those listening, somebody, shout out to that person from the UK, bought a merch like last week when we announced
it. It was a Sangha.
Yeah.
It was Sangha?
Sangha. So we were like really excited and then we check our profits. It was literally a dollar. We made $1 because y'all's fucking VAT tax sucks. What the hell is that shit? But it was also a mess up on our end. So
yeah,
VAT tax.
Yeah.
But then we figured it out. Like shout out to Fiverr. We've got hardworking Pakistanis and Indians and Bengali people
yeah, yeah.
who are working for the American economy to figure this stuff out. And I didn't want to do a thing where we're like, oh, no, domestic shipping and whatever else yeah. only. I want to make sure that we can get to our international fans. So shout out to our international worker to get it to the international fans. So, I like how our entire economy runs off of
Pakistan.
America runs on immigrants.
Yeah, facts.
So shout out to y'all. Cop the merch. This time around, shout out to the Fiverr dude. We will make sure that we get an even at least margin.
And there's like this sweatshirt that's such a cute pink color. So if you're a girly, it's fire. And if you're a guy, I don't know why, but whenever like you guys wear like that color pink, I'm always like, that looks so nice on you guys.
You like pink on guys?
I do like pink on guys. So wear it and then send me a picture in my DMs of you wearing it.
If you're a guy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the guy that just got it did get a pink one, so.
Ooh. Okay.
So send a DM to Amber of you wearing it.
Yeah. And then
pink bug too.
Pink bug.
If you're a bug ring sing.
That would go so hard.
Yeah.
And if you guys enjoy our conversation and want to extend that conversation, we are over here on the Patreon. We have like another almost hour long podcast.
Hold on. We used to say 15 minutes. And then we've been
We never said 15 minutes.
We started this like season, we were like, oh, we'll do like a 15 to 30 minute episode.
And we never said 15.
Yes,
we
never
said
15.
We just said bonus.
Trust.
We said bonus. Find the clip.
It was never a clip. It was an internal conversation.
It doesn't exist.
Wait. So you don't want to have longer episodes for the patrons. That's what we're hearing.
Do you know how much tea I spill on the Patreon?
This sounds like a negative.
But like they should be able to get to the tea, and like I want it to be like, I don't want to be talking for another like hour. So if we're advertising another hour, we're going to end up going for an hour and a half. So let's say 30 minutes and then they get extra because then they get 45 minutes.
Way, this is why they end up being an hour. You start yapping away for no reason about nothing.
This is true. Oh, shut up.
But yeah, continue on to the Patreon. You can become a friend or family because right now you are a stranger. And Amber will actually, in this episode, we'll talk about her second marriage that's coming up. And yeah, maybe the third one.
Shout out to the patrons.
Shout out to patrons.
All right, let's get to the exciting stuff. So it was a really action-packed weekend. A lot happened. I'll start with yesterday. Just absolute hearts shattered.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the AFC and NFC championships during the playoffs of the NFL football. If you're not keeping up with this or don't know where we're from, we are recording this out of Baltimore, Maryland right now. Mm-hmm. We are Ravens supporters and have been for a while. The Ravens had a great season. Lamar Jackson, he's been, you know, just on the run. He's been either MVP or runner-up for MVP the past few years, and we're just always so close and then miss our opportunity.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we missed another opportunity.
It was Taylor Swift versus Lamar Jackson. Taylor Swift has won, if you guys don't know. It's very sad. And I just like to get a moment of silence for like 2 seconds. All right. But yeah.
But yeah, I was going to start singing this Taylor Swift song for the silence.
But it was really sad because, you know, this whole city is kind of like rooting behind Lamar Jackson. You know, he's the quarterback. He's like the new guy. And he's been doing really well for this team. He kind of like, everyone's like, yeah, I love Lamar Jackson.
He's likable.
Yeah.
He's not just our quarterback. He's also our running back.
And like, I saw like a tweet. People were like, save us, Lamar. Like everyone just wanted him to win. And they're like acting like he's Batman or something.
It was like, I saw memes of like countries, of corporations. It was like all these fandoms even that were like behind Lamar to make sure that. It was also hatred for like Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. They don't want him. Taylor Swift, of course. It's a lot of Travis stuff Kelce. Built into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Travis Kelce's a douche.
Yeah.
He is. Sorry. I just watched it. I watched it for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is the first, like, I only tune in all the way at the end and when it's like important. And so, you know, I put my little Raven sweater on. I'm like, hee hee, we're going to win today. And then I see this man. I'm like, this is Taylor's man. Like, he's right. But I don't like it. Like, I get why
he's right.
Like he's not like doing anything wrong, but like his energy, like it makes sense. If I was a Chiefs fan,
he's flexing on people.
Yeah, if I was a Chiefs fan, I'd be like, hey. But like as a Ravens fan, I'm like, you're doing too much.
Well, you were also a Swiftie a long time ago, right?
I'm still a Swiftie.
You're still a Swiftie. So yeah. Like, do you approve of Travis?
Not when it's Ravens.
So you're like fighting your internal battle right here.
Taylor Swift was in Baltimore, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, I want the Ravens to win.
I think Travis Kelce is not only playing for the Super Bowl ring, but for that wedding ring. The way he was playing yesterday, bro, I was like, yo, come on, relax. Like, why are you going insane like now? Like, dude, let us have this win. Baltimore Ravens, we're almost about to make it to the Super Bowl. And, you know, he's just trying to flex so hard on Taylor Swift.
Testosterone Kelce.
Testosterone Kelce.
He's just going crazy.
Because I feel like, you know, maybe Taylor Swift would be like, you're not my man. You're not good enough. Like, if
you know what? This is a business deal going on here, right?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, he's like, he sees, okay, she's got, you know, the most fans. She can literally shift the economy. So he's like, you know, she could totally boost what I'm able to do if after my football career. You know, a football career doesn't last that long for most people, especially, you know, a tight end. Like, that's not, you're getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
You're going down. You're going to get injured. Oh, what happens afterwards? So, This is a good way for him to, you know, have some sort of leverage in his social clout. It also goes along with a lot of people's conspiracy, so I like it a little bit.
I was going to say it's rigged.
A lot of people, the NFL is rigged?
Well, why? I feel like they want Taylor Swift rooting for her man at the Super Bowl. Like, that would be a huge reason to watch the Super Bowl.
I think yesterday was the most amount of seats, like, sold. Or, like, it was the most packed M&T stadium.
Wait, really?
Like, was packed. Yeah, it was like one of the biggest games that stadium has had. And also each game, like Taylor Swift alone, for each Chiefs game, like sells like, you know, 300 million or something like that. I don't know. Not 300 million, but like sells a lot, like in tickets and whatnot.
Do you know the current conspiracy going on behind this?
What, that NFL's wanted them to win so that like Taylor Swift can...
I mean, yeah, I
so she's, so she's part of it, right?
Okay.
It's like the NFL, right? Is basically working with the government.
Okay.
This is the current one. I'm just saying what it is.
Do you believe it?
So, or? I mean, I like it.
You like it, okay.
I like it. So, remember how the Roman Empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the Roman Empire was that they used to fill these coliseums when people were complaining about, you know, living conditions, wages, all this stuff. And so they used to fill these coliseums, and they said that if you give them bread and entertainment, they won't, you know, cause a revolution. They won't try to overthrow a government or anything because the people, they have this power to do that. But if you just, you know, control their brains and make them watch these dancing monkeys, or in that case, it was men fighting against lions. Now it's, you know, these gladiators in football costumes going at each other.
Okay,
right?
So you're not calling Taylor Swift a monkey.
No, I mean, she might be
Swifties.
She could be a puppeteer though.
Mm.
But they want to make her a puppet. So let me continue with it, right? So this is why people are watching the game. Now there's all of these people who are fans of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is bringing in money to the game. It interests the NFL and their advertisers to have people watching the games and the Super Bowl, right? More people watch that, the more people are invested into this game, the more people that are being controlled. Okay, so then they released this thing recently that said that Taylor Swift could literally sway the election of this upcoming year. You see this?
Well, okay.
Believable, but like
the Democrats are apparently just begging for Taylor Swift and her team to get some sort of, you know, Taylor being behind some sort of like advocating for whoever the Democratic
Party is,
leaders are going to be. Yeah. Right. And so if they could somehow control that, get behind Taylor, get her to win all this persuasion, then they could also control who is going to be the leader of, the United States after that.
So they're going to use Taylor Swift to make Democrats win the election. And they're doing that by giving her the clout via NFL.
If a number of years ago you would have told me this kind of stuff, I would have been like, you know,
conspiracy.
Do you realize how much BS has happened this year alone? It's only the start of 2024.
There's a lot going on.
And we keep finding out this like secret island that felt like a movie, like this was a real thing. And people, mm-hmm. rich people actually go to this island and commit these crimes and then like make decisions to control us. And then like all of the Israel and Palestine stuff going on and the money that's behind it and the countries that are, you know, on one side to try to continue getting their money. It's just like, mm-hmm. the more you find out, the more you're like, you know what?
Kind of.
Fine. Like this conspiracy, I would rather believe it at this point, because it's like, what else? What aren't they controlling us with all of this stuff?
Yeah.
It's not a bad conspiracy also.
Like, it's kind of fire. I mean, the fact that she had the like highest paid tour this year or whatever. And
not
then,
this year, of all time.
Of all time. And then goes on to just be this like active member in this another money-making machine.
That is the biggest selling sport in the world.
Right.
That's only like played in America.
And I mean, if you just took it, I mean, like music, football, and what's more American than football? So yeah. American football, I should say.
And Taylor Swift being like an easy kind of like American icon.
American girl.
Travis Kelce. It's Kansas, bro. It's Kansas.
But she did choose the right guy, right? Like Travis Kelce.
For
like,
the simulation.
For the simulation, yeah. Like Travis Kelce, like he was really good. It's just
imagine
no
if she
him.
Chose Lamar.
Do you think you'd be playing well?
That doesn't like feel right. Yeah. According to the like,
that would not happen.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah. It would never happen.
It would never happen.
It's just like it's not fair that he's like handsome and really good.
And he's really tall. Like he was taller than like most of the players. And like
typically a tight end is about that height.
Yeah, but I don't know. He just seemed taller.
Like he's Gronk. Just like the whole package.
Yeah. It seemed like he was perfect. He's like perfect for her.
Yeah. Or no,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, like it's like weird.
Why are you guys rooting for him? Do you understand that like also the refs, like a lot of people after a game will be like, oh, the refs.
No, they were definitely ruling literally, in favor of the Chiefs a lot.
Like if you want to talk about unsportsmanlike conduct, like the flexing that Kelce was doing versus like one of the calls that cost us the game.
Yeah.
And Ravens played bad. I'll say Ravens choked.
Is that when Flowers did the taunting thing?
Yeah. Zay Flowers taunted. He got a call. It set us back 15 yards. It threw him off. He fumbled it. Like,
I think so. I'm not mad at like the Chiefs beating us. I'm more mad at our own team fucking up.
Of course.
Like, because I think we messed up.
Chiefs are a great team. Obviously, they're the best. They're a championship team. They are in the lead. Like, they're going to go on to win the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. Mm. Like, they are really, really good. We were capable of beating them, and we choked. That's what happened.
We choked really hard. We messed up in so many other places. Like, we could have played so much better.
And everybody was rooting for us as far as the nation.
Yeah.
There was maps that were drawn of who was rooting for who in both of the championships. And both of the teams that they were rooting for, the Ravens and the Lions, ended up losing.
Yeah.
Did you see... Eminem at the Lions game.
What?
He was like flicking off all the 49ers fans.
So this is a big deal because Detroit Lions were one game away from being the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. In the past 57 years of their team existing, they've never been to the Super Bowl.
That would have been a cool game for the Ravens against the Lions.
That was my dream game. Yeah. I was like, this would be perfect.
Or even like once the Ravens lost, I was like, please.
Yeah.
Please. At least the Lions like...
And they were doing great. It was 24-7. Mm-hmm. And then like I was like, oh, like they got it.
They got it.
I like turned off the TV.
Yeah.
And then like I see on Instagram, it was like 49ers. And I was like, what the heck, bro? What happened? And so that was very depressing. And then Eminem's probably writing his diss track right now.
It would have been nice to have like Eminem Nation versus Taylor Swift Nation. Yeah. And Eminem is like, Taylor Swift.
Wait, that would have been so good.
That would have been great. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Sad, sad. I also like... I just felt like... I don't know. I've never seen OBJ like playing. And I just felt like... I was like, oh, he's just a regular player. I don't know why I thought there was going to be like glitter around him or something.
Yeah. And before there was.
He's got earrings and necklace in.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I know what you mean. Because like, I didn't know he was on the team like to like, you know, later in the season.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, he's barely been playing. He's been injured. But I remember just watching him. Like he got, you know, a couple catches towards the end. And then
he's doing good.
He was doing really good. And then Lamar was like just not crying, but like he was like really sad. And then OBJ just goes up to him and like talks to him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was really nice of him.
He's been in that position a number of times too, OBJ, yeah. with the Giants and other teams. Mm. He's been through really tough times with injuries, all that. So,
do you think they're besties?
I hope so.
I think when somebody has good spirit, like Lamar, whenever he talks, like he's generally just a really likable person. Mm-hmm. A lot of like, you know, Baltimore, they really like him. You know, sometimes people come in, they're really cocky. They're, you know, they talk themselves up and then they don't deliver. But like Lamar, he owns up. He says, we'll be back. He does a great job. It's just that like
he fumbles.
He's young. He fumbles.
But he's getting better at passing. Tough. So
and this Flowers dude was really good. And he's like, it's his first year playing.
Oh, yeah. He's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his rookie year. So
he's a receiver.
He was killing it. I mean, there was a little.
And on defense, Hamilton was going crazy. Our defense was doing really good. Like for the, I think, last
second half. They were
second
doing
half.
Good.
Yeah. They're really doing good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, who do you guys think is going to win?
Now
Super Bowl.
I'm really just going
to
root for Travis Kelce.
I'm not even looking forward to Usher at this point.
Yeah, I'm not even paying attention.
No, but I'm going to root for Travis Kelce.
Wait, you want to know really? What's funny?
Yeah, I mean, like, what do I have to lose
you
now?
You can't.
Now I have to go full Swiftie.
Democracy.
Democracy,
you
yeah.
No,
you destroy them. They destroyed our team.
Yeah, but like now what are we supposed to do?
So now you're a Swiftie again.
Like all the Eagles fans, like the Steelers fans were now rooting for the Ravens, you know, for the most part. So it's like they weren't going to be like, ah, oh, fuck the Ravens because yum, yum, yum. Like they were
give
like,
it to the 49ers. You know what? I hope they both have a bad game.
Yeah.
Remember how when we were in the Super Bowl, we played the 49ers, the lights went out and it was just like a boring game.
Yeah.
I hope they have that or worse. You know what's funny is that we actually had a halftime performer during the Ravens game. Do you know who it was?
No, who was it?
Exactly. It was T-Pain. But more cameras were on Taylor Swift than our own halftime.
Wait, I didn't even see T-Pain.
I think maybe they didn't put it on TV. But it's funny because like literally he's actually performing.
Damn.
And you could have had cameras on him, but I
thought they like intentionally put Taylor less this game because of all the feedback that they're getting.
No, as a producer, as a TV show producer, you want that. Like people have been talking about it. They're like, make sure you have a Taylor cam. And they put the cam on her every single time that Chiefs did anything, Travis Kelce did anything.
I literally Googled like, is Taylor Swift in Baltimore right now? And I saw multiple searches like, is Taylor Swift at the game today? And stuff like that. Because I just didn't see her like in the cam yet. And then I was like, oh, she was here.
I saw a meme that was like, looks like Taylor Swift just hit Baltimore and it was her in a car with Squeegee Boys.
The pizza bullies, like they put Taylor Swift next to pizza bullies and they're like, Taylor Swift's in Baltimore.
That's hilarious.
She came to get pizza.
That's so funny.
Come and get pizza.
I wonder what her thought process was when seeing like Baltimore. Like I was like,
she's Taylor Swift. She's going to go straight from her like four seasons to the game and back. Like okay.
she's not seeing the city.
No, she's not walking around the
like
Baltimore
the
Harbor. Like
she's not in Druid Hill Park, like just jamming out with some of the homeless.
Absolutely not.
Did you guys see the AI pictures by any chance?
I didn't see the AI pictures, but I heard very bad things.
So I saw these pictures on my Twitter feed and I was so confused. Do you know about this?
I didn't see. I've heard that some sort of like you can't search Taylor Swift's name on Twitter for right now for because
oh, really?
Of some reason to do with like making fake images of her, like inappropriate ones.
So at first I didn't get it, right? Like I was just scrolling my on my feed. I just thought it was a picture of Taylor Swift in like Chiefs face paint and stuff.
Yeah.
But then like I saw the quote tweet and then it was like, no way, bro, or whatever. And then I was like, what? And then it's like Chiefs players. Like running trains on her, and she's like she's got red body paint, I guess, but she's like naked, and these are like pretty serious.
So I searched Taylor Swift AI like on Twitter, and it says posts aren't loading right now.
Yeah.
Oh dang,
that's crazy.
And like the White House put a statement out about it that it's like concerning.
I feel bad about it, but also it's like you need Taylor Swift. You needed this to happen to Taylor Swift so that like the government can do something about it.
Right.
Because like no other like, you know,
the face of the Democratic Party cannot be run by AI.
Because who else could you do this to that will like affect the government? Like the government's not going to care if it was anybody else, but if it's Taylor Swift.
But the government does like to create AI pictures of like things that are not happening in the other side of the world.
Good point.
Or create their own AI images. They're like, we want to be able to control this, but we don't want it to happen to us.
Yeah, we'll use it when it like feeds our narrative.
Right. Yeah, but I did like when I saw that I was like, that sucks. Like if you're Taylor.
But I feel like, yeah, it's bad too, but they kind of look fake too, right? Or is it like completely believable?
I mean, like I said, when I was scrolling past it, I didn't even think anything of it. I was like, oh, it's a picture of Taylor Swift.
You thought it was a normal, like, yeah.
With like
OnlyFans
face paint, whatever. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, like this actually, like, it looks legit.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look fake, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah. Cause like, I'm just thinking there's probably artists that probably make provocative pictures of, like, you know, of all these celebrities.
Pictures? I mean, look at Kanye West's famous video. Do you remember this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He had literally, like, all these celebrities, including Taylor, naked. Rihanna. They were all naked in the bed.
Yeah.
And, what the heck?
And I think that there were, like, lawsuits tried with that, but I don't know if anything actually happened.
I feel like, if anything, Taylor's just going to get, like, even bigger. Because it's, like, this isn't something where she's going to get, like, negative backlash on. They're gonna be like, oh my god, poor Taylor. These fake images, not like real images leaked where they're like, what a slut, you know.
What a slut.
It's like, oh, like, look at what technology is doing, like, to our poor Taylor. What if she fucks around and ends up like being like, yeah, for like the Republicans or whatever? That would be
that'd be funny. But the Swifties, like, because of those AI photos, went crazy. I think, like, they probably shut down those searches.
What did I tell you guys? Most annoying fan base. Look at it.
Or
no,
powerful.
They came after you. Dude, I would keep one eye open when I sleep at night.
Yeah.
They will.
I'm just telling everybody, be careful.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Shamir. I was kind of, like, really happy when they were chewing you up.
Why?
Because
I was right?
No, because you were wrong.
I was right.
No, because they were, like... You said what was annoying was like the most harmless shit. It was like face, like glitter, beads.
No, it was because we were talking about like the movie thing and he was like, yeah, that's annoying. And then literally them in the comments they weren't defending those things. Yeah. They were attacking him and his viewpoint. And so it kind of proved his point, which is that, they are culty. They are annoying. Yeah. Somebody even I saw, they said that Taylor Swift is the Andrew Tate for young white girls.
Oh my God.
which like, it's funny, of course, but it is an interesting point that when you take something that is conservative, right, it's automatically kind of labeled as like harmful. But then when you do it with a liberal bunch of people, it's like, how dare you? Right. Yeah. So if you think of it in that angle, there is a point there. I'm not saying it's like the comparison to make. I don't know. But it is interesting that, like, because Taylor is like, I guess, represents a predominantly more liberal side of things. All of these like young girls, feminism, et cetera, et cetera. People think that it's like, oh, it's not, you're not allowed to attack this. Yeah. Like, it's not the same thing. But Andrew Tate, harmful.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, not harmful.
Also, like, I was pretty clear. Like, I think I respect Taylor Swift as, like, you know, an artist, all this stuff, performer, the fans. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
I'm going to make a Super Bowl prediction right now. And so if I'm right, somebody run me my money. I think that if he wins the Super Bowl, that he's going to propose to her. Yeah.
He better. Like, I feel like that's the best chance.
Imagine the headlines.
Imagine the net worth.
Imagine. Okay, wait.
Do you think NFL might do something where they say that you can't do this?
Why?
Because it might take away from the attention from the game.
Why would he run it by them?
No. That only works if you kneel during the national anthem.
So you can't kneel to propose.
Proposing, you can kneel to propose.
You can kneel to propose, but not for something that you
believe
in. And
especially if there's an American flag waving in the background, then that's like a very American thing to do.
Yeah. Or if, like, you have the Confederate flag, you can wave that around.
And like, now it would be his team that would win.
Exactly.
That I think that would happen.
So you can't, you know, kneel for like rights and
No.
Only for proposing.
You can kneel for the right rights.
The right rights. Okay, gotcha.
Not the wrong rights.
Not the wrong rights.
The white rights.
Gotcha.
Yes.
The white rights.
Because they say right after they win the Super Bowl, they often ask the quarterback, and the quarterback gets a nice chunk of money when they say, "What are you gonna do now? I'm gonna go to Disney World. You know, does that take away from the game? That has nothing to do with, you know,
if anything, it'd make it bigger. It would make it so much bigger. Because then
Walt Disney and his cult.
No, but the thing is, this Taylor Swift thing, no one will care about the winners of the game.
But it would be that oh, like they won and then he proposed.
No. Because you know how a business has shareholders that they need to please?
Yeah.
The shareholders of the Super Bowl are Swifties. So how many people do you think will tune in just to get a Taylor Swift cam? By the way, did you guys know that it's going to be very difficult for Taylor to make the Super Bowl? She has a concert in Japan.
Good.
But Japan is like, what, 17 hours ahead or something like that? So like they did the math and they were like, you know, she would, if she took a flight, this is how long it would take. It would be like 3 hours left still. So she can make the game.
Oh, shit.
And will she? Of course she will. You know who'll who will pay for that?
NFL.
U.S. taxpayers.
Yeah, I saw a meme. It was like the world was like post-apocalyptic. Like everything was like nuked. And they were like, if everyone had the same carbon footprint as Taylor Swift.
Oh, shit.
Because of her private plane?
Yeah. I think she's like up there, right?
All the time, yeah. Apparently.
They're going to put Taylor on a plane to make sure she makes the Super Bowl. And it's going to be like, oh, and make sure that that plane bombs the Houthis along the way. Make sure that this plane bombs a few countries along the way.
Oh my God.
Come on. She's, for America.
She's already destroying the Earth with that carbon footprint. So,
yeah. But so. Apparently so are cows.
Yep.
So, you know.
Cows are Taylor Swift. I mean.
They're both pretty equivalent in carbon footprint. Or whatever pollution.
There was also this funny thing. I think Shamir had it saved, but there was this kid.
This Pakistani fan sets the Guinness Book of World Record who identifies 34 Taylor Swift songs in 1 minute. I was like, this motherfucker has to be Pakistani, bro.
Like, wait, like that? Some of those are only 1 second in.
Yeah. So he probably has like 2 seconds max. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So I was like, definitely a Pakistani. This is a random as shit.
It has to be a Desi person. Yeah. There's so many brown people in the world that like we need different people to do different tasks. Yeah. And it's gotten so niche that it's like we need somebody to be able to identify 34 Taylor Swift songs in 1 minute. Who's going to do it?
Yeah.
There was like 3 million people that raised their hands.
This is the fan that like I appreciate. Like this is the one I ride for.
I'm just feeling really bad for the one who only identified 33 and it was like a white girl. It was a white girl. Like,
she's
beads like, oh, and
she's crying like
these damn Indians.
I want to beat Hassan.
You think Taylor will fly him out, meet him or something?
No way.
Only if he was white.
If he was white and a girl, then yeah.
She's like, no, Taylor hears the news.
Like, Taylor, I'm a big fan of you.
Then she hears the news. She's like, oh my God, we need to fly this person out. Who is it? They show him the picture. She's like,
Ahmed the clock kid?
She's like, no.
She's like, oh.
It's far.
Maybe not, yeah.
It's a little far away. I don't know if I'm going to perform in that
maybe
country.
We'll just like drop something out the airplane. On
that
the
is extremely impressive though.
Yeah.
To identify 34. I think he maybe only listened to those like he studied.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he did this as a task. I don't know if he's a fan or not. This sounds like a spelling bee type of act, yeah. Where it's like I need to look at all the dictionary words. I need to memorize it. Well, I need to be able to do this.
If you think about it, technically speaking, it's not too difficult. You just listen to the first second of her song, like all of them, and then try to like identify it.
Right.
So, and then you
right.
just like
it's just that most of us would not do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's not the first second.
Yeah.
Just like a random part. That's a lot of awards.
Yeah, if it is a random second of the song, that's crazy. That's actually impressive. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah. I feel like we need to see a video. Yeah.
He's like, blank space. I don't even know. There are Taylor Swift song.
Love story. Love story. Fearless.
Yeah. He just goes on and on.
Okay, so you're Swifty, but we were talking about a lot happened this weekend, and I knew as soon as I started seeing these headlines that Amber was going to come on here and she's going to talk about this. She's a Swiftie, but she's also a Barb, and she's also a Stallion.
Hot girl. Yeah. Well, also, there's
I'm
people.
I'm also a Barty gang, a Munchkin, an Icy Girl.
Yeah.
A kitten.
So I've been seeing
what's
these
a kitten?
Doja Cat.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Didn't she say it like dirty guys aren't
like,
kittens?
Fuck off.
Yeah. But anyways, I've been seeing these headlines and I was like, you know what? I'm going to ignore this and I'm just going to wait for Amber to tell me. So I blocked off all information. I'm coming in blank. And
okay. I just want to say the Barbs are down right now.
She's providing like a testimony to like Supreme Court right now.
It's, you know, it's really disheartening to be a Barb right now.
Nicki Minaj's fans.
Yes. Does it even need clarification? It's the Nicki Minaj. But you know who doesn't know that they're Nicki Minaj? Nicki motherfucking Minaj. Nicki Minaj needs to start acting like Nicki Minaj. Okay. Where? What did you guys see online?
I ignored everything I told you.
Yeah, yeah. But like, what did you guys hear?
I just seen diss track. Oh my God, I can't believe she said this. Someone's spamming on Twitter.
Yeah.
Someone's... another diss track, I think.
Basically, how this is all forming out to be is that Megan has been on a don't fuck with me train all year, where she's like, you guys were really pissing me off with this Tory shit. Everybody's been on my ass. I lost both of my parents. My boyfriend cheated on me. All these bitches want to hate.
She lost both of her parents within the last year?
She lost her grandma and her mom at the same time, and she lost her dad earlier in life.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
So she has, like, nobody. Her best friend got bought out by Tory Lanez, and, you know, there was just a lot that she felt betrayed by. So she put out Cobra, which, if you want to hear a couple episodes back, I went on a rant about Cobra and Partisan Fontaine and that whole thing. But she dropped this new song called Hiss, which is kind of like a follow-up to Cobra. And she basically starts off with saying, fuck you. I don't have to explain anything to any of you guys, and just kind of like talks her shit for a whole song. And she kind of addresses everything. She's just like, you like dudes want to talk about BBLs when you guys have the same scars, you know?
She's like, talking about Drake?
Yeah.
Drake got a BBL?
Drake got a lipo.
Oh, okay. He's like removed fat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And like Kanye got lipo and whatever. She's just saying like, you guys are getting work done talking shit about this or whatever. And so one of the lines in the song, she goes, y'all hoes ain't mad at Megan, you're mad at Megan's law, right? And this, that's all she said in the song. What does that mean? So Megan's law pertains to like sex offenders and like smexual.
Oh. Assault.
Right. And
this is Supreme Court worthy.
Nikki's brother and husband are both registered sex offenders.
Like, they're, like, registered. Like, they have to knock on the door anytime they move somewhere and tell them that they're a sex offender.
Registered sex offender. So whatever the area standards are for registered sex offenders, they have to abide. So,
and that's a kink that Nikki has? Or
No.
She just attracts them?
No. It so happened to be that her brother had it. And then she's explained the situation with her husband in the past. I won't speak directly to it, but what Nikki has claimed is that her husband was dating somebody when he was like 17. The girl was 15. The girl turned 16. He turned 18. And they were in a relationship and the family didn't like him. And so they pressed charges. And now he's a registered sex offender. That's her story. I don't know if it's the truth. You're going to have to do your own research. But that's what she's claimed on Queen Radio. So anyways, Nikki hears this. And I feel like Nikki's been waiting for the opportunity to snap. Like, which is crazy because, you know, Megan and Nikki had that song, Hot Girl Summer. But ever since, which kind of, I don't want to say it was.
I thought Beyonce was on that.
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's a Hot Girl Summer.
Did Beyonce and Meg Thee Stallion had a song together, right?
I am not remembering off the top of my head, but maybe. But anyways, Megan and Nikki had Hot Girl Summer together, which was, it did okay. But then Megan and Cardi had WAP, which was huge, huge. WAP was so big.
Yeah.
And then they continue to make music together.
And Cardi and Nikki are still beefing. Like
they're lifelong enemies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Nikki takes this as an opportunity and she's wiling Megan out on Twitter for days, saying that she lied on her mother's grave, just like ranting, saying that, calling her Bigfoot.
Savage, I was thinking about.
And basically she's just been tweeting, like, almost like at like a manic or drug use level. Like that's the speculation, is that there's something wrong because, and not only is it on Twitter, Nicki Minaj is not like, I think she needs to look in the mirror because like she's Nicki Minaj. She's in TikTok comments, commenting on people's TikToks 10, 15 times, just like talking shit to random people, like random fans, just coming at them. And the TikToks won't even be coming at her. They'll be like defending her, but she's just like wiling them out. So after
there's a number of celebrities that do that, like that are really petty, that get super personal.
Yeah.
They have fake accounts. Kevin Durant, he does this
about really?
Basketball games. Yeah.
Oh, shit. But, like, it's in this case, like, Cardi had said back in the day when they got in a fight where she was like, you're messing up your legacy, like, over some, like, shit that you don't need to worry about. Like, focus on you, you know? So the speculation is that that anybody who works with Cardi is an op of Nicki. And now all these female rappers always work with Nicki first because once they work with Cardi, they can't go back. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so Nicki dropped this song called Bigfoot. And she basically called her and said that called her out and said that, like, oh, you got shot in the feet? Like, where's your scars? And you fucked G-Eazy. You fucked Tory Lanez. You fucked... like, and she just like named all these people and she was like, you know, you have a ghostwriter, a party in Megan's jaw, you know, cause Partisan is Cardi B's ghostwriter.
Oh, nice.
And so obviously Partisan, Cardi B and Nicki, Megan were all on the same page. Anyways, this is just a plea to Nicki that if you're listening, please stop. It's just getting really hard to defend you over here.
So you're saying Nicki's in the wrong.
Nicki's in the wrong.
Because Meg the Stallion's like little line is just like either slight diss or like not even diss at all to her.
It's a slight diss. And to be fair, she didn't say Nicki's name. She said, you guys are mad at Megan's Law. If the shoe fits, bitch, the shoe fits. Wear it, you know? But not only that, even if Megan did do a direct diss at her, in Red Ruby the Sleaze, Nicki Minaj, which came out like earlier this year, Nicki Minaj put out a song and she was like, I don't fuck with horses since Christopher Reeves. And then she goes, Dorito bitches mad that they not chose. And Megan was
Force.
On the...
the Christopher Reeves one was kind of lame.
I like the nacho cheese one.
You're going to cut after Superman. My guy's paralyzed.
The nacho cheese one, that hit.
No, that's overused. Come on. How many times have you heard nacho something?
No, not chose.
I know.
Oh. I was like, wait. It's but like that's a fifth because. Grader.
That's why I love it.
But she was in a Doritos ad. That's why she
See,
like
if,
said.
If Kanye said it, bars. Yeah. But Meg Thee Stallion said it, so it's not bars.
One of the pink, one of the stink. Yeah. I think we can accept this one.
No, that's like, it's spiritual, like. You know, no, I'm kidding.
And then another part of the song, she was like, that like 40 caliber make them dance like a go-go, which Tori literally shot at Megan and said, dance, bitch.
Damn.
So it's like technically Nicki started
crazy.
It. And so Megan barely responded and Nikki's going on like rant over here. And everybody's just like, Nicki, like, we love you. Shut up.
Yeah.
And so I sent you something on TikTok. Did you get a chance to watch it?
No.
It's, you know, Megan's a anime girly.
Yeah. So you sent me it and I was like, I'm not going to watch anything until I hear your.
So something about red flowers in some sort of anime. So while this is all going on, Megan hasn't responded. She hasn't done a tweet. She hasn't uploaded a story. She hasn't uploaded a post. Nothing. Right. Just. Like, you know, promoting her own music. But in the thing that I sent you, she did post this like screenshot of like an anime situation.
Like flowers, yeah.
Flowers, which is supposed to represent apparently some sort of like dark future ahead, some sort of karma.
That's a version of tweeting scary hours.
Like, scary hours, yeah.
Like Drake.
Yeah.
He's like, a diss is coming, scary hours.
Yeah, but you have to be like an anime girl to get it. It's from Tokyo Ghoul.
Okay.
And it's like some sort of like red flowers.
Yeah. So Amber sent me a video of like a girl explaining like, oh, this is for all the, you know, Meg Thee Stallion fans that don't understand like what this post is. And it's, yeah, what Amber's explaining, like darkness is about to come.
Yeah. I just want all the girlies to be friends.
That's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
That's not going to happen in real life or in rap. This is what happens. But as, you know, rappers beef, like as a... Like, as a spectator, like, we have no understanding of what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're just like, it's unnecessary. These are successful people. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be a consumer about it. Is the music good?
Yeah.
Is it?
The diss track?
both of their tracks.
Well, I think Megan's song was good. I'm not saying that every song that Megan drops is good, but you know, this one was pretty good. It was more so like a message than it was like a, like, I'm a savage, nasty. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a TikTok type of song.
Yeah.
But it did what it needed to do. But, you know, this kind of gives you an example of what her energy is like right now for Nicki Minaj. Can you put up that video that I had loaded? This is at the end of her diss track. So the diss track is 4 minutes long, and only 2 minutes of it is her like talking, doing like rapping, and then the last 2 minutes of it is just this type of stuff. Go for it.
I think we can only play a little bit because it's gonna go on YouTube. But
okay, there's no music, it's just words. But yeah, only play 10 seconds if you can.
Since you think it's funny to speak about people's families, we'll all join in.
Yo, that's scary, bro.
We'll all play the reindeer games. Soon as your new nose heals, and soon as your... Well, let's leave that for the second installment.
And no, the
I got,
last
I got
two
scared right there. That was like sent shivers down my spine.
I really liked the voice on that. Yeah. That was nice.
ASMR, like.
Like, I would get her to read me like Hamlet or something. Imagine.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes of her is just like sparingly saying stuff. And there's like these edits for like scary movies where you just like, the girl picks up the phone. It's like, we'll all play the reindeer games.
What does that even mean? I don't know what she's saying. You'll get a new nose? Is she saying she got surgery?
She's calling her Rudy the red-nosed reindeer.
Rudolph?
Rudolph. With Rudy, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Rudy I didn't works. Know that. Yeah. I think maybe Megan got a nose job, but like bold coming from Nicki because everything neck down is plastic.
That's what I'm saying. There's, like, you don't know. Like, there's no point in uncovering the truth and all of that in this. It's like, at the end of the day, who has the better song? If that's going to be the case. Otherwise, it's like all these people, they're corrupt. Well, we all, like, as human beings, like, if you uncovered everything about us, like, yeah. You would, yeah. We'd all be pieces of shit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in a lot of the girl world, but also the guy world too, the beef is what gives context to the song and adds more weight and volume to the song. Because no one's listening to the MGK diss song about Eminem, like, with zero context. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a fire song, but, like, the context is what adds value to it.
Right.
So,
well, if you contextualize within the song, which, like, for that example, it's literally about, like, that. It's not anything subtle. It's literally, like, this is the diss track.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes it's, like, a lot of rappers, they'll release an album, and then one of the songs is like, oh, is he talking about this person?
Yeah.
But then when it's, like, you know, Meek versus Drake, where it's, like, Drake is like, tomorrow I'm releasing this diss track directly at Meek Mill.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's about him entirely. And then he's making memes out of it, etc. Yeah. It's just like, okay, this is like, it becomes a game at that point. And then as the game goes, the fans decide who's going to, you know, win, who has the better track.
Yeah.
And when you have the entire context for, like, Bigfoot is directly kind of,
an ad at Megan, yeah.
Yeah, so but, like, the whole thing is,
to
right?
be fair, like, Megan hasn't released a diss track. We don't know if she will. But, like, I know what you're saying, that, like, that's all that matters. But I think there is a lot more of, like, the separate the artist from the art with guys more so for girls. Because Nicki's entire thing was, like, if you're a Barb, like, you, like, are out here, like, vouching for Nicki. Like, Nicki had the Nicki hate train. And so there's a lot of energy where you are, like, genuinely a fan and backing up Nicki. But this is the first time where Nicki fans are like, you got to separate the artist from the art. Like, this is the first time that that's becoming more common with it. So it is getting to that point where you're like, cool, we're just going to have to accept it for what it is. But up until this point, we were happily standing behind her for the most part.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we were happily standing behind. Like, it shouldn't be personal to whether
so
you're
personal.
A Swiftie, whether you're a Barb, whatever. It's like,
I understand. This,
you, like,
but it's personal.
They could very well be shaking hands. Like, you know, in, for example, boxing, let's say, or UFC, these fighters who are literally beating each other's faces
yeah.
and hurting each other. behind the scenes, like, there's a lot of, you know, show making. There's a lot of entertainment. Like, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor were apparently hanging out on an island together, discussing how much money they can potentially make from the fight they're going to have.
I don't like this take.
And they're making so much money because everybody else is taking sides and taking it personally. People are fighting on their behalf with each other with nothing to gain. And yeah. So as a consumer, like, you never know. Again, I'm just like so far, just like, I guess, removed from like the honesty of any corporate stuff or government stuff going on at this point, that I think that like this wouldn't be far from truth if Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion or their labels were getting together and be like, hey, we should create something here. Even if they don't know about it, they're like, let's do something to create some sort of attention. And that's what the game is nowadays. Everybody just wants your attention.
Yeah.
That's the entire game. Well, the more attention you have, the more money you make, the more value you have.
Yeah.
And I mean, what they're getting.
I think she's doing like Kanye. Like, you know, she's like, let's get people riled up. But she's like personally attacking, you know, Meg and just building her hype
up. It can be both, by the way.
What?
Like, it can be that she's actually doesn't like Meg.
Yeah.
She's like, she's coming from my throne. But I feel this way.
Planning.
But she knows what she's doing.
She's what she's
like
doing.
Kanye very well, like,
yeah.
You know, every time he wants to release stuff, every time he has something to say,
shit, like,
and then he gets right back together with those people while people are spending. You know those YouTube guys that do a whole dissection thing.
Like, right now, we said this in the
we're talking about it right now on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's like, who's really winning? Who's really losing?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they're always going to win from whatever beef that they have.
Yeah.
It's just that if you are a Barb, you know. Like Nicki's energy, she's kind of harsh. She's cutthroat. She doesn't play about her title. She has like that very like, you know, like, I'm the shit and you better acknowledge it. And if you have a problem acknowledging it, get the fuck out of my face. And it's like, we've all been like, okay, Nicki, you know, like true facts, slay queen.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, as somebody who consumes so many female rappers, it's like, We don't want there to be a divide, because it's like, we don't want it to just be a Barb or just be a hottie. You have a lot of Barbs that are hotties. You have a lot of hotties that are Barbs. And right now
it literally doesn't have to be. There's like, there's nothing that says that you have to be. Like, it's literally your choice. You can continue to listen to both and support them both.
I mean, of course. And we're going to do that. And I think that's the whole thing.
But
is
the fact that it
even
feels like a divide, like, goes to show you that, like, you at your age are feeling this way. If, like, little kids feel this way, like, oh, I have
so
to
I'm
choose.
So I'm speaking to, like, what a lot of people are, like, actually feeling. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. It's, like, that's crazy that
people
feel
but it's
divided
their truth.
Over it. It's their truth?
It's their truth. Like, that's my truth. That's our truth. Like, we do feel divided over it, and it does suck.
Yeah, but, like, you can listen to both.
You can think it's stupid, and, like, I will continue to listen to both.
Yeah.
But the reality is that they do feel some type of way about it, because if for example, like, when, like, this is a more extreme thing, but, like, when Michael Jackson, like, had all these, like, allegations and whatever, everybody was hurting from it because they're, like, we, like, have so much love and respect for this person. And it's, like, if I'm thinking back to me in high school and I'm, like, in like with my headphones on the bus and I'm like, you know, rapping Itty Bitty Piggy, and like right now I'm looking at her and I'm like, you have that legacy that goes so far.
Oh, so
and
you're talking
that
about
history,
like,
her that
supporting
you're
her as a person.
I'm saying it's hard to defend her right now. It's hard, like, even internally.
Yeah.
That, like, because of your actions are not, like, applaudable. So hard.
It's going to affect, like, you listening to her music for that reason.
It's not going to affect me listening to music, but it comes to that point now where I'm like, okay, now I do have to separate the artist from the art, because I can't, like, any longer agree with your behavior. So I do have to separate, like, from being a Barb is strictly your music right now. It's not your actions. Yeah.
I also see it as, like, how dudes, like, support, like, a sport, you know, or they support a team. And they're, like, very against the other team. They're playing the same game, like, if they win or lose, whatever.
No, but you're, like, not supporting both teams in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, but people are picking one side. Like, that's the thing.
It's
like, people are picking one side. And you're saying, like, why don't you just listen to both? Like, you can listen to one or the other. You can listen to both.
But even
like,
if it's
you
not...
You can do that with sports teams. Like,
yeah.
you can watch both.
No, but you want like one to win.
Yeah.
But in
so you're clearly rooting for somebody who like you don't like the other team.
But like in a rap battle, that's essentially what happens too. Like when two people are having a rap battle, you're deciding who won, who did it better, who, yeah. You know, that's.
But that's within the battle. That's what I'm saying. Like, then you should be entertained by like, oh, who's going to win, whatever. But then afterwards, it's not like.
But just in the battle, but there's action surrounding that battle. It's not just that she's dropping a song.
Yeah.
It's the fact that she's going on like live. It's the fact that she's talking about Megan, who got shot in both feet, and you're making fun of her, which is not a girl's girl energy. You're over here slut shaming her for sleeping with every man in the industry when you did the same thing. So it's like, it's not just like a diss track where she's just saying it. She's going on Twitter rants for days. She's going on Instagram live. And it's not like the like diss can is even like really standing out for itself, because everything that you put in that rap song or that diss, you've been saying for days on Twitter and on Instagram live. So it's not something new you're hearing. It's like, it's one thing to have just drop a song and shut the fuck up. It's another thing that you're doing disappointing actions along with the song that you're putting out. It's different.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
No, the thing is like, yeah, you might see it as like weird or whatever, but like a lot of people feel this way. So like,
I know
how weird it is.
No, no, I understand that. Yeah. But it's like when it comes to, okay, like the sports example, right?
Yeah.
Like after the Ravens, right? You can't go and watch the Ravens play with themselves. You don't just play football like alone. You just play catch or something like that. Whereas when it comes to music artists, like they have entire, you know, works of art that like you can continue to listen to whether this beef exists or not. Like
that's what I'm saying.
The beef is like just literally a part of something that happened.
They've attached themselves to like the person because of how their music has made them feel and like how connected they feel, because that's how like powerful their art is.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. It's like when, okay, so if like the example you shared earlier, like whether it be Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Tory Lanez, you know, XXX, Tentacion, any of these guys, it's like something that they did then for some reason affects people and their ability to continue to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But like this beef, like when it comes to taking things personally that they're saying to each other, whatever it is, yeah. It's like, does that take away from their music?
No, and that's what I'm saying is that barbs are coming to a point now where they weren't separating the art from the art. They were taking mm-hmm. her as a whole. Like, we've been taking her, the person and the art has always been connected.
Yeah.
But we're coming to a point now where it's like we are now having to choose to separate the artist from the art, because we'll continue listening to Nicki. I'll listen to Itty Bitty Biggie Piggy every single time. But when it comes to the actions that she's having and the things that she's saying to somebody and like bringing up her dead grandmother and lying on her her dead mother's grave and all these things, like these are not like things that she had confined to the rap beef where it's like, okay, cool, like she talks shit on this track. It's like her as a person, Nicki Minaj as a person, is saying these things plainly, and it's not a like a plaudable action that you want to be like, that I feel good being like, okay, go off, Nicki. Like, no, like this is fucked up.
I think it's also really weird that like we're in this age currently, like you don't see this with other genres, first of all, in music, where it's like that much like personal stuff is being put in and out of the track. I know that Nicki goes on interviews and she's like, oh, like I actually write my stuff and I'm actually talking about real life, blah, blah, blah. But that's not like, it's not a, you know, a thing you have to do by any means. Yeah. Nobody says that. There's tons of, you can see the writing credits on all these songs. So especially in the new age of hip hop and the direction that it's going, these new artists, whether it be Meg or Cardi or these other people, it's like they're playing it with the kind of pop genre. And it's like they have writers, they have people that write things for them that sound shocking or fun or whatever mm-hmm. else. And it's not like you have to put your real life into it. If Nicki chose to do that, that's fine. But yeah. Not everybody has to be at the same standard.
Right.
And it goes along with the conversation we were having recently about like Mos Def and the way he's talking about Drake. And it's like, according to an artist, whatever their standard is of an entire genre, that's fine. But obviously everybody doesn't have to play by that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what are we even...
Like Benny Blanco like writes all those songs or makes all those songs and it's not like looked at twice. But the second that like... Partisan Fontaine is helping Cardi with all her songs, it's like you're not a rapper, but it's like she's a far better entertainer than most rappers are.
Okay. That's and just the rap genre in general. Like yeah. they look down on if you just don't write your own stuff, even yeah. though like a lot now, like Frost was saying, it's not written by them. So
like, I think there's enough with what you do with the song too. Cause
yeah,
Cardi B will entertain the shit out of you with the song.
Yeah.
She'll put her friend into it. And so it's like, yeah, she didn't write it, but she killed that shit.
Yeah. Side note. I interviewed this guy who's dressed up as like a Halo character. And then later that night, Meg Thee Stallion actually twerked on him.
No way.
What? Like later that day?
Later that day.
At the same event or something?
At the same event. So
he was dressed up as a Halo character?
He was dressed up as a Halo character. I'm a very, like, a huge fan of this Halo character. Yeah. So I could just go up to him, like, yo, how much your costume costs, whatever. And then Meg Thee Stallion was actually performing. This is at TwitchCon last year. And she's performing at TwitchCon. And so I didn't go, but, like, I saw all these tweets where you see the Master Chief, the Halo guy, in the background while she's twerking, and then she twerks on him on stage. And then, like, it was just going viral, that clip. So, and then
that.
I messaged the guy. I was like, yo, was that you? He was like, yeah, that was me. And then I was like, oh shit, that's crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's so good. Yeah, you like that she's a anime girly.
Yeah, weeb. That's
a weeb?
That's what people call it. Really? I don't know what it stands for, but it's called a weeb. It's basically somebody that's like very like into anime and whatnot. Mm. But I knew she watched anime, like, but I didn't know she was like deep into it. Like she's deep into it.
Like she knows characters.
Like she knows like.
And she watches like pretty like niche,
yeah,
animes.
Like niche stuff. Like it's not stuff just like I haven't seen Pokemon like stuff. I, yeah, Dragon Ball Z. Like she knows. Like there was one where Michael B. Jordan was being interviewed, and I think he had a collab with Gucci or something. It was like Naruto, and then he was like, "Oh, like I heard, what's your favorite anime?" And he goes, "Naruto," and it's like that's not how you say it. Like
it's not.
No, he goes like Naruto, and then it's like, bro, it's like Naruto, like. You, if you watch it,
no,
you would know.
I thought there was a different pronunciation of like people who actually, like Naruto or something.
Yeah, yeah, that is like Naruto or something like that. But like, you just completely butchered it. He was like,
okay,
yeah, yeah. So everyone's you might be fake.
He was trying to pronounce it the right way.
Yeah, maybe.
But then he forgot.
It was just so funny. But
he was trying to appeal to like the anime people.
But Meg Thee Stallion, she's like legit. Like she knows her shit. So kind of crazy. And then I send that to Amber. Like, yo, look what she's wearing or whatever.
Yeah, but I love to see it. I don't understand a single fucking thing, but love that she loves it. All of a sudden, I want to watch anime.
I like when somebody's very, like, I don't know, proud to be something that's very, like, niche and would be looked down upon.
Yeah.
But, like, because that's a very weird. Like, she could be roasted easily. Like, oh, you watch anime or whatever.
I love anime. I've always said that. I've always said that.
It's like you meet Meg for the first time. And then, like, you finally get a chance, and then she's like, oh, I actually watched that clip of you, and you completely dissed our community.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, but I'm a stallion. No, I'm not a stallion.
I'm a stallion and a Pikachu. Whatever the fuck.
A weeb. She's like, we're actually part of the weeb community, so your community is worth less. And then all the label corporate old white guys will make a lot of money from all of it. It always comes back to that.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing. Let's see. Oh, the Oscar nominations.
Do you want to do it?
Should we do it? Or take it to Patreon?
Let us know. No.
We'll wait.
Okay. I think we can do it quickly.
Okay.
We'll have a longer episode. We had a lot to talk about.
Or we could go to the Flash topics and then do the Oscar nominations on Patreon.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I think maybe... like Patreon where people are watching it. Come join the Patreon and you can come watch us. We'll share screen and kind of go through it together. It'll be a fun little intimate party.
We're not trying to gatekeep, by the way. Yeah, we're just trying to time manage.
I was trying to advertise.
Yeah, we're not trying to gatekeep. Like, obviously, we want the best stuff like in here and there too. So we're just trying to see. But, and yeah, I guess we will do it on Patreon. Yeah. Patreon, we'll talk about the Oscar nominations, our thoughts and whatnot. We also... are going to look for weapons for Amber.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then...
Ben Shapiro rap reaction.
Ben Shapiro rap reaction.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm so excited for that.
The bonus episode might be more lit than this episode, so...
Okay, I was yapping earlier, but it might be an hour on the Patreon.
So, yeah. But honestly, thank you guys, everybody who has been a patron. Like, it's helped us a lot, so we appreciate you guys. And, yeah, we're just going to go over some Flash topics... right now.
Perf.
Okay, so what do we got here?
Okay. Are you going to show us? Should we show screen or is...
Yeah, show screen.
I'll show it when it's like the actual thing, but you can go into it and then I'll share it.
Basically, this topic is somebody uploaded a video that was titled Being Ugly Leads to... Oh, sorry. That's not the video title. But I think the
YouTube video was called Being Ugly.
My experience. And so some like girl was like, oh, I actually find him very attractive. And...
Her.
No. It's a guy. It's a guy, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a guy.
I'm pretty sure it's a girl. I'm pretty sure I watched it. Are you sure?
It's a guy.
I'm so sure it's a girl. It says, I think you're kind of cute, to be honest, not him.
It's a guy.
Shared his low moment.
Yeah.
Bro, wait.
You watched this video?
Yeah, I thought it was a girl. Or hold on. What's this person's name?
Amber, it's a guy. It says right here.
I don't know.
What do you mean, I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so a guy posted this video called Being Ugly, My Experience, and a girl comments saying, hey, I think you're kind of cute. Yeah, or I actually think you're kind of cute. To be honest, I mean it. And they ended up having a long-distance relationship and ended up getting married recently. This video got 20 million views. And it's 23 minutes long. I actually didn't see the video. I just thought like this, you know.
Yeah.
This thing was kind of cute. But
it's
that's
adorable.
Them. That's the girl. Yeah. That's the guy.
And
did you guys watch this video?
No.
So
like the actual being.
Yeah.
So you watched this video and thought it was a girl the whole time.
Well, so this video came out like a long time ago.
It came out in Amber's recommended for you.
Yeah, you know, it did. But I remember watching and I was like, this is such a genuine video. They're not like baiting for.
What was he saying?
Essentially saying like, I'm ugly and conventionally ugly and I'm okay with that. I'm not saying that I'm trying to be any better looking. It's just.
It's like an objective video. Like what to do if. You're clapped.
Tutorial.
Not even what to do.
Ugly tutorial.
Like their experience with like navigating the world as somebody who's ugly.
And it was relatable?
Yeah.
No, what did he say though? What did he say?
Wait,
hold on. You watched the video and you thought he was a girl the whole time?
Back in my recollection, I don't know why I thought it was a girl.
Okay.
But yeah, in the video, basically from what I can remember, that was it. They were like, I'm ugly and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with me being this way and I've accepted it and I'm not trying to make myself look more attractive. It's just coming to terms with the fact that I am ugly and that's just who I am.
That's
and then that's, I never knew that somebody had commented that and they were dating.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like the self-awareness and confidence that was like, she found really attractive and was like, hey, you're not that bad.
My question is like, are girls less shallow than guys are, or is she just unique in what she likes and her taste?
I remember watching that video and being like, this is really wholesome and like,
but I would never.
No, like personally, am I like attracted to them? No, but there was an element of where I was like, oh, like this
like the
person,
points went up.
This person like deserves like a like they're so
that's
wholesome.
What it always is. Like you're perfect, just not for me.
Not for me.
I have a friend, and the friend is clapped too.
But there's like a surplus of women out here who love medium ugly guys.
You think he's medium ugly?
I don't know. I'm saying that. I think that he's really not that ugly as to what he's saying.
What are the other rankings? Medium ugly and then
ugly.
I don't know. Hot, this is just common terminology.
Is there hot ugly?
Yeah.
What is hot ugly? Who's a hot ugly?
Like hot, like physically.
Is Pete Davidson hot ugly?
Or
is
is
he medium ugly?
Well, he's like ugly hot. Okay. He's like ugly hot. Like he's like ugly, but he's like really hot.
Okay.
Wait. So he physically doesn't look like he would be hot, but then his like
energy
and stuff is hot.
Yeah, but I think he's also attractive, but he's also not attractive. like he's not like looking at him. You're not like, wow, like you are so handsome. But like
girls are complicated. Right?
But you're also like, wow, like you're really cute. You know,
the guys are just like, yo, she bad. You're like, yo, she not bad.
They're like, ass or tits.
Ass or tits. They're just so funny. Like, but girls, they just have like a million different equations, like when finding like a guy attractive or not.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's like they're way more lenient too because they're like, their personality.
Yeah.
the girl could be attracted like to the guy completely and be like, yes, I could. And then they like start telling their friends and the friends are like, start bringing out the chalkboard and then draw the equation. And they're like, oh, well, there goes that one.
Yeah.
A lot, like most of the times when girls are showing their girlfriends their dude, they're like, I don't really have a good picture of him, but like, and they're like going through his tagged photos trying to find like,
you know
a
what guys
one.
Do?
They're like screenshotting his LinkedIn.
Bro, I'm getting married next month. You want to be my groomsman? Oh, sweet. Sounds good. Yeah. Don't even ask for like the girl or anything. And then they meet him. She's pretty cool. Want to go snowboarding this weekend? It's just like, you could marry whoever. Like, if that's your choice, then cool.
Yeah, yeah.
If she gets in the way, that's going to be an issue. But it's like,
yeah, the only time I would say is like when we give feedback on the guy's girl is if she's like doing like really bad shit to our friend and we see it like on his face or we see it like, you know, how his life is being affected. Then we're like, all right, bro, like your girl's probably not good for you, you know, whatnot. But like other than that, we're like, oh, hope you're happy, bro. Like.
Because you're concerned for your friend. You just want to make sure that they're good. Yeah, it's like, is everything okay? If they want to talk about it, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, as your homegirl, why do you think we've created terms like medium ugly? It's like you're giving the girl to have leeway to date an unattractive dude because you're, like, giving him other attributes, right? Like,
no, but the fact that you're including the word ugly in there is, like, it's so judgmental. And then on top of that, it's, like, sometimes girls will do that out of, like, they are, like, either jealous or, like, they're, like, you know, they don't want you to have somebody that's like that. They'll point out their own insecurities. Or they find it a game. Like, I see a lot of girls that are just like, they treat it like a game where they're like, oh, you should go on a date with him and do this and this,
Frost,
and then tell
have
him
you been
that.
Called medium ugly?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not to my face.
To be fair, that's like, if you ask a girl, like, hey, what's your type? Some girls really are like, I like a medium ugly dude. Is like, that's their type.
Is it ever, but that's a wild thing to say.
Okay. Oh, my question.
Yeah, you're right.
My question's also like, is it an ugly girl saying this?
No.
I feel like it's always an attractive girl that's always like, oh, medium ugly. Like, she gets to choose what range.
I mean, to be fair, like if you're... what is our option? Like, medium ugly or, like really handsome and treats you like shit, or really ugly and still treats you like shit?
Oh, like, damn.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
And then a ton who are just, like, completely overlooked right in the middle. Yeah. That are just like absolutely normal human beings, but they don't have like something to offer that you can pick apart and show your friend.
Offer something.
They're really nice.
No, that's the thing. They're not going to be considered because they're like,
there's nothing just, like different about them.
Yeah,
they're just normal.
I got like caught up in like the shallowness of it all recently, where I was like, oh my God, this guy is so hot, right? And my friends are like, oh, like, tell me about this guy. I'm like, he's just so hot. And they're like, okay, well, you're going to tell me about him? I was like, oh yeah, he's cool. You know, I found myself doing that recently. And so we went to like a networking event together. And
like as a date?
Yeah, like as a date, we went to a networking event. I'm in my late 20s.
Gotcha, yeah.
Thank you. And so while we're there, we're just like, there was two Indian guys and a white dude. And they were all kind of like nerdy. And so one of them was Indian. And I was like, hi, like, nice to meet you. Well, like, you're Indian. He was like, yeah, like, if you don't mind, like, do you mind me asking ethnicity? I was like, oh, no, like, I'm... like Kashmiri and whatever. He's like, oh my God, like that's so cool. And we're all chatting it up and I'm chatting up with these nerds and they're really freaking cool. And then I tell the dude, I was like, hey, like meet these dudes. And the guy goes like, yeah, like we were just talking about like how like she's like, we're all brown. And the guy just goes, yeah, she loves that stuff. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, what is that? Like, and I'm embarrassed because, like, why am I standing next to you right now when you're going to say some dumb shit? So I was like, I'm going to let it go. Like, that was just a slip up. A little while later, we're like, everybody's on the rooftop. We're all like chatting it up, you know, over the city. And then all of a sudden I hear Amber. And I turn around and it's the two Indian dudes, the white guy, the nerd crew. And they were like, oh, Amber, like we got it right. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I go, I'm like talking to them about other stuff again. And then we start talking. I was like, did you watch Dunkey? Because like, what else am I, you know? And I'm like having such a good time talking to them. And I was like, yeah, like, did you watch?
Oh, so you keep bringing up brown stuff.
Well, they were like, oh, like, is Amber your name? And like, so they had brought up the brown stuff. Okay. So I just kind of continued with the vibe of the conversation. And so I was like, oh, like, did you watch Donkey? And he was like, oh, yeah, actually, like, I did. And, like, yeah, like, Shah Rukh Khan, like, of course I had to. And that dude that I went on the date with walks up. And I was like, and the Indian dude goes, hey, do you know who Shah Rukh Khan is to him? And he's not brown. And I was like.
And this is after he's already said that comment.
Yes.
I already understand his, like, I'm feeling his energy, actually, right now.
And
I get it.
The guy goes, nah, right? And I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, and they're like, oh, you didn't watch Donkey? And the dude was like, what? Like, no. And I was like, it's fine. Like, we'll watch it. Like, I'm trying to save face here. I was like, it's fine. We'll watch it. Like, I'll show you who Shah Rukh Khan is. He goes, is he gonna pay me? And I was like, is who gonna pay you? Shah Rukh Khan, the biggest Bollywood actor? He was like, yeah, like, is he gonna pay me? Like, why would I watch the movie? I was like, and I like kind of shut down for a second, and the Indian guy goes, it would mean a lot to her. Right?
I don't like that you did that, actually. Yeah. Why'd you do that voice?
It was his energy. And then
look at who you're with.
What do you mean?
The guy, that you're on a date with.
I was like, why'd you choose him? How'd you choose him?
Do you understand that's the point of this thing? Is I'm so shallow. I'm going after him because he's so attractive. And meanwhile, like...
Three nice, handsome, nerdy dudes. Were they handsome?
They were alive.
Oh, God.
And, like, they were really nice guys. And so I was like, you know...
Shut up. Enough. Literally, no, enough.
So sad.
They were really nice guys. And then she's describing an actual douchebag that she's with.
Like, I'm telling you that I was with a douchebag and all I cared about was the fact that he was fine. And I'm over here being embarrassed by his actions. And so I was like, it's fine. I'm like pushing him away from the Indian dudes because he's just embarrassing me at this point. And so we walk away and I was like, why did you do that to the guys? Like, why did you talk to them like that? And he was like, what do you mean? Like, they were nerds. I was like, we're at a networking event. Like, we're at a networking event. What did you expect? Like, we're talking to people. He was like, I was talking to them too, but their nerd was just nerding too hard. And I was like, this is not his fault.
You were seeing a mirror in that moment.
This is when you went off on a shot. I chose this man solely based off the fact that he's fine as hell, solely based off the fact that he was the finest dude and he came up to me.
And you took him to a networking event.
He took me to a networking event.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is really just a moment of understanding myself that I'm just a shallow fucking bitch.
Who takes somebody to a networking event? Yeah,
is that normal?
That's nerdy.
Yeah, is that normal? Like,
it was a Black excellence networking event.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I just,
is he Black?
Yeah.
Was he like flexing you? Like, oh, this is my date. Like,
okay, hang on. He takes you to a Black excellence.
It was
networking
energy.
Event, and you guys are talking about Shah Rukh Khan and brown stuff.
Well. To be fair, it wasn't like a Black only event, but that was like the energy.
That was called Black excellence.
No. It was like that. That's kind of how he explained it, like, prior.
That'd be like if you go to like a Bollywood night and then people are only talking about like ramen noodles and like, did you see all these Korean dramas? And you're like, that's enough on the Korean.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the one that highlighted his energy. But they did ask him like, oh, like, how did you guys meet? And he was like, we met at the gym. And they were like, well, how did you like approach her? Like, give us some tips, dude. Like, how'd you approach her? And then he was like,
they're so cool.
and then the dude was like, I did what I had to do. And then I was like, oh my God, this is so awkward. And so the guys were like, oh, like, did you go up to her and be like, oh, like, you're really killing it on the Peloton over there. Like you're repping it out just right. And then the guy was like, nah.
You have to stop.
I'm a word for word.
I love these guys.
These are word, like, and they were so cool.
I love these guys.
Like, word for word, they're saying this. And the guy goes, yeah, I just did what I had to do. They're like, can you tell us like what you said? And he was like, I don't need to do that. And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So it wasn't just brown things, but
he sounds way worse. Like, the imitation you're doing of him is way more cringy than the nerd imitation.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying, like, I was more proud to stand next to the nerds than I was to stand next to him.
But not proud enough to date any of them.
Yeah.
I started this by saying that I am shallow and I need to work on it. Like, don't but kick you're not me while working I'm down. On it.
We're working giving on. You a chance yeah. every single time, and you're like, you're not even considering any of them.
I am. I you're walked like, away from it being like, smirking. I need to make better decisions.
You need to marry one of them, and you'll be happy for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Literally.
He you know, said, no, no, this is what pushed me over. He was like, what's your last name? And I was like, oh, it's Amber Khan. He was like, oh, like Khan, blah, 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 from like Star Trek. And I was like,
no.
Wait, the nerd said that?
Yeah, like one of the nerds. And I was like,
Khan is like a super common name. He's an idiot.
The brown dudes.
There's two brown dudes and a white dude.
The white dude.
The white dude said it.
No, okay. The white dude's friends with the brown dudes, right?
Yeah.
Like long term. Like
yeah, but they were Indian.
But still, like
yeah,
yo, you should know some brown stuff.
No, like, so then
he gets a pass.
The more normal brown dude, like the one that was like was more like aware of the environment, he was like, as a brown person who's also a nerd, yes, that is exactly how it's pronounced. Like he was trying to like narrate it. So then the brown person pulls me aside and he's like, hey, Amber, I know we just met, but I don't think this guy's it for you. I was like, that's fire, dude.
And normally like guys wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But he really saw like.
They would help the guy. Like they would be like, oh, nice one, man. Or yeah. whatever. But like. He was helping you out.
Yeah, he was. He was trying over and over to be like, Amber, like, he didn't even care about your interests or in your culture. And I was like, thank you. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Did you get their number?
No, but I have their Instagrams. Oh. I'll follow Instagram. Back for you.
Wait, you haven't followed back?
Wow. You suck, Danette. You suck, Danette. You suck.
Sorry for going on that random rant.
That was amazing, but like, it just... was painful.
Yeah, so sorry.
It's really painful, and you know what's gonna be more painful is when one day you marry one of these douchebags and then they literally hate Shamir and I because they're like, your friends are,
you guys are
they're too nerdy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Super nerd. Like
I can't
we're
do this.
Both literally wearing Mario socks.
I was you know midway I was laughing about that because we're both wearing Mario socks. We're both talking about nerdy stuff.
And I love that about you guys.
But your douche husband probably won't.
I'm going to fix my ways. Mark my words. I'm going to be better.
Okay, Amber, if you have like a douche husband and like he's like, yo, those guys are too nerdy, what would you say?
I'd be like fuck you. Don't come on my
He's like literally like, why do you have a podcast? Yeah. It's so cringe.
It's so
and
cringe.
I'd be like, you're cringe. Bye.
Would you?
Yeah. What do you think I did with this guy? I was like, I fought him tooth and nail about the nerd dudes. Like, I was like, there's no reason for you to treat them that way. We're at a networking event. Like, I fought tooth and nail for them, you know? And then I'm no longer speaking to him. So I did the right thing. I just need to work on my taste of men.
Yeah,
being
it's just that it's been years and the guy that you tell us the story about is the exact same guy. It's been years.
That's
it's
not
time,
true.
It's time to make the switch over.
Yeah, find yourself a nice, like,
you
nerdy
guys
boy.
Find me someone and I'll just marry him. But you can't sabotage me.
Bet?
Yeah, just don't sabotage me.
Clip this. Somebody clip this. All right, I think we should end on that note since that was a good story.
Good story.
All right, well, it's been another week.
Another flavor.
I'm a little stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.
Buy the merch. Buy the Patreon.
Merch.
See you there.
Patreon. Ooh.